Well, friends, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke in parables. Sometimes his parables were understood. Sometimes he said it so that they may not understand, but only the Lord's people, only the Christians. But here is a parable that they do understand. It is this parable of the landlord who lets his vineyard, his land, to these husbandmen or farmers. Farmers are those responsible. It's a picture of the Jewish leaders, the religious leaders, the teachers of the Jews. And they were to care for the Lord's people. They were to care for the vineyard of God. And then what happens? He sends to them these servants of his, and they will beat them. And later, they kill some. And then finally, he thinks to himself that I will send my son. They will not mistreat him. They will respect him. But what do? They think to themselves even more wicked thoughts. And they say, this is the heir. This is the one who will receive the inheritance. So what we will do is if we kill him, then the father will not be able to pass on his inheritance to anybody else except us. We will be the owners of it. And so this is what they do. They take him, they throw him out, and they kill him. The Lord Jesus, of course, is speaking about himself. And it's a prophecy about what they will do. They will throw him out of the city of Jerusalem. They will put him to death. And all of these things, as the Lord is speaking, he then points out the fact that there is a stone that they are rejecting. There is this stone which is rejected, but this stone becomes the head of the corner. It will be the one that will destroy all the rest. And he's speaking about himself that, yes, they are rejecting him now, but he's actually the most important. He's the one who is preeminent. And that is what he says to them in verses 42 and 44. Did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. They didn't accept that. They didn't see this. But then they do understand it. It says in verses 45 and 46, when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard this parable, they perceived that he spake of them. Now, you would think, if the Son of God speaking these words, they would be humbled by it. But they respond in an opposite way. They become hardened by it. And they are trying to lay their hands on him. They are trying to grab him. They want to kill him. But they are fearful of the multitude. Now, let me say to you this. We ought to this morning pray, Lord, give me a humble heart, humble spirit, humble attitude. If what I hear today, if I hear something that challenges me, that rebukes me, that calls me to seek the Lord and repent of sins in my life and turn to Christ, then I ought to be humble and to receive that word. Not to say this is just a preacher saying these things. But if it's coming from the Word of God, then let me not be like these Pharisees and these chief priests who hardened their hearts. Often we can do that. Often I can do that. I can hear a sermon. I can hear or read a challenging book. And I can harden myself against that. So let us be praying, Lord, give me that humble spirit. Give me that teachable heart. Help me, Lord, to see that your ways are the right. May the Lord give us that kind of a spirit. And think about this. The Lord is he's the householder. The Lord is the one who has planted the vineyard. And if he plants, do you not think that he will cause to grow? And if you're a child of God, what will he do this morning? He's going to cause you to grow. And so you are here, and by God's grace, you will leave this place a little more like the Lord Jesus. He will leave this place by his grace to be instructed better. So this is a time of farming this morning. You have come to be farmed. You've come to be nourished. You have come to grow. But more than that, you've come to worship God. All glory must come to that householder. This is not about us. This is about the Lord Jesus Christ. So give him all the glory. Give him all that you have. And commit your soul to him. May the Lord then bless these few thoughts to us. Amen.